Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Talk show, this is Donna. We are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. And we are celebrating Women's History Month. This is our episode part four, and just so delighted that you all are joining us. Again, today is Sunday, March 27, 2022. Technically, I guess it's supposed to be the last Sunday of Women's History Month, although we already know that women's history is made 365 days out of the year. So according to the calendar and the celebration, it's March is actually designated as Women's History Month. But we already know how important women are. If it weren't for women, we know that none of us would be here, right? Right. Okay. All right. Well, for the new listeners, and thank you, new listeners, if you may be joining us for the first time, I always like to answer the question, what is etiquette anyway? And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, I don't know if that's what you want, but I know that is certainly one of the main reasons that I do this show. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and then it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere, okay? So, hey, let's send a kudos out to Charles I and II. Good job, guys. Good job. How about that? Well, once again, welcome, everyone. We are just so delighted to continue celebrating Women's History Month. And we just happen to be on this episode. We are we're certainly spotlighting one of our special women that has certainly made history and continues to do so. And I am going to just tell you a little bit about her prior to bringing her on. Her name is Dr. Mary E. Felton, and she's a native of Hartford, North Carolina. She holds a PhD in education with a specialization in educational leadership from North Central University. Now, actually, what she did after she received her GED, okay, and she's going to talk about a little bit of her path from the GED to the PhD, okay, so you certainly want to tune in for that. But she later graduated from the College of the Albemarle with an Associate in Business Administration. She later graduated with a Bachelor's Degree in Business Administration with a concentration in Management from Elizabeth City State University, earning honors, distinctions, cum laude. She also earned a Master's Degree in Education from Old Dominion University, as well as graduated from Cambridge College with a Certificate of Graduate Studies in Educational Leadership. Dr. Felton is a member of numerous honor societies, including the Golden Key International Honor Society, Alpha Chi Honor Society, and Kappa Delta Pi International Honor Society in Education. And of course, she began her career in education over 25 years ago as a substitute teacher. She has served in various capacities. And some of those include business teacher, assistant principal, interim principal, education consultant. She holds a professional educator's license in several areas in the state of North Carolina, where she resides. Business information technology, school administrator, curriculum instructional specialist, school administrator, superintendent. She's also a published author of several books, and we're going to highlight her latest book this evening, Signs, Signals, and Structures, Making Meaning with Connectors, so you'll hear all about that. But she's currently serving as a program manager at River City Youth Build in North Carolina. So I'm going to go ahead and I want to bring her on. And I do want to say, though, I need to, you guys, I need to acknowledge our co-host here this evening. Hey, Nina, how are you?
I'm doing well, Miss Donna. Happy Sunday. Blessed Sunday. I'm just so excited to celebrate women today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so just wanted to go ahead and bring you on since you're co-hosting, and we are going to bring on Dr. Mary E. Felton. You're going to bring her on. I know. Yeah, we can applaud her in advance. You know, absolutely. All right, so Dr. Mary, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for this opportunity. I am humbly grateful.
Absolutely. Been looking forward. I know you and I, we did an interview, gosh, maybe a week ago, maybe? I don't know. I do want to share this with you. Dr. Mary and I, well, we didn't, what was it? I believe it was six years ago. I had an opportunity to interview her on a Christian broadcasting network. And at that particular time, she was unable to make it to Atlanta. So we actually had her where it was actually virtual before virtual became a thing. Right, Mary?
Yes, absolutely.
Wasn't that interesting? So, and so we've connected since then, and I just recently interviewed her, and I think we've posted several of those interviews, and I've gotten some feedback on her, and so I told them we were going to have a good sit-down conversation with you this evening. So excited, and of course, you know, from the GED to the PhD. And we know that you just don't walk over into that. So if you would, just kind of tell us a little bit about your backstory and your passion for what you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, as I've said many times before, I was born and raised in Hartford, North Carolina, and at the age of 2, the unthinkable happened. I lost my mother as a result of domestic violence. In fact, I lost both of my parents because my father was sentenced to prison. And so my grandmother raised all of us, and she did not want us to be separated. To me, that was what she felt my mother would have wanted. My grandmother was, she didn't have resources. In fact, we were very poor. I know what it feels like to have my stomach hurting because there was no food in the house. And so my grandmother was a very spiritual, and she was a believer. And so she just would always tell me, you know, to pray. I also tell people that she taught me Philippians 4:13, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And still today, I quote that scripture whenever I have a challenge in front of me. Now, my grandmother was unable to read or write. She did not have any formal education, so therefore she was unable to help me with my homework. It was difficult for me. I struggled in school. I was ashamed to ask for help, so I can relate to many of the struggles that struggling readers experience today. And so I repeated the fourth grade. I cried all summer. I remember one day my grandmother coming in the room and telling me that it was just time to dry up the tears and that I needed to do the work. And she asked me to quote Philippians 4:13, and I did. And she taught me to do my best and that God would put people in my path to help me. And so I give credit to my grandmother for teaching me, number one, about God and his power, and that he gave all of us the ability to achieve. We just have to tap into it. So first and foremost, I definitely would like to honor my grandmother, Mary Etta Webb Foster. And so I always, you know, take an opportunity to do that because I credit her with all of my successes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm sure she was certainly a godly woman and a God-fearing woman and was able to, you know, to pass that on. And you know, actually at this point, you know, you looking at a lot of people's backgrounds that, you know, no one, I remember my mom used to always say, no one will go through this world on flower beds of ease, which meaning, you know, you're going to go through some things. And scripture will certainly, you know, help keep you grounded and help you. And that's one of my favorite scriptures too, Mary. And so that is just, that's beautiful. And I think you were named, weren't you named after your grandmother too?
Yes,
thank you.
Yes,
said that.
Grandmother. My grandmother's name was Mary, as well as my mother. But my mother had a different middle name. But she gave me my grandmother's name. So yes, I am named after my grandmother. Absolutely.
Wow.
And I too named my daughter, my youngest daughter, after my grandmother as well.
Wow.
So it's fourth
That's
generation.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes. But one okay. thing you said, to take perseverance, you have to move beyond the fear. You know, faith is definitely the fuel that I am you know, push forward by, you know, fear. I tell people all the time, it hinders you, but faith will help you move forward. So that's something else she always taught me, to walk by faith, and that God would never leave me nor forsake me. And so, you know, it's so, so important to believe in your God-given abilities and to just tap into those and to do what needs to be done. But understanding that we are not here to do it alone. We don't have to, that God will put people in our path to help us. We must believe in our, you know, in our God-given abilities. That is so, so important. Because when one does not believe that they can achieve, many times self-doubt will take over and they will not move forward. And there will be many missed opportunities to tap into that potential. So it's important to believe in.
Absolutely. Because it's, you know, basically whatever it is you think, you know, as a man thinketh, so it is. So if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, then you can't.
Absolutely.
And, so you're, So listen, so talk about a little bit where did this passion come from for educating and helping others, especially to read? I know that is one of your major passions, is to help others to read, to learn to read.
Well, first of all, as I said before, my grandmother was unable to read or write. I do remember her signing her name with an X. Back then, that was the format to sign with the X. I remember her writing M-A-R-Y, printing, and that's the only thing I remember her writing. I understood from an early age that reading was important. I remember people reading the Bible to her. I remember her listening, and she could definitely recite what she had listened to, but when I went to school and I was unable to answer questions based on the reading materials, I was unable to go home and ask my grandmother to help me. So I understood how important, you know, developing that skill is in when we talk about the concept of learning, because I repeated the fourth grade and I experienced shame, I experienced sadness, and so I don't want other children to have to experience that. So I believe that's where the passion came from. Number one, I experienced it, and so I know, you know, what it's like to be in the classroom, to, you know, have the desire to raise your hand, but understanding that you don't have, you know, the answer. So I think, you know, being a beacon of hope has always been important to me. There is a population of young people who have decided that they are going to drop out of high school, and I think they too need to know that there are opportunities for them, such as you indicated, I'm the program manager at River City Youth Build, and that is a program where it's a transformational program for economically disadvantaged youth between the ages of 16 and 24. And what we help those youth out of diploma, we help them through achieving their education, whether it be a GED or high school diploma. We partner with Penn Foster Online High School this year. And so, you know, we help them with job skill training, leadership development, community service. And we have supported services, which include a mentoring program. So there are thousands of young people that leave high school without earning a high school diploma. And we know what happens. The opportunities to enter the employment sector or, you know, the opportunity to move forward to the careers of their choice, you know, those are eliminated when they leave high school without that high school diploma. So the passion comes from the desire to want, I want to pay it forward, because as I said, I did not accomplish my goals and my dreams by myself. Many people came along the way and they helped me. And so I desire to pay it forward and to help as many young people as I can. So that's where my passion comes from.
And that is so important. And we have to, you know, certainly thank those that help. I like to call them destiny helpers. You know, that God sends us destiny helpers to help us, you know, along our path. And as you were talking, I was just thinking about a lot of times people try to determine, you know, what their purpose is. And I know when my goal for creating the What's Your Dream series that I did, I think the YouTube series, is I wanted to help people to find out what, you know, what their dream is and how they're fulfilling that dream, but with their purpose. And generally, you will associate your dream with your purpose of and your passion, because like you said, Mary, that reading was just so important to you and you wanted to raise your hand, but you didn't know if you knew the answer or anything. And so if we think about some of these things that we go through, and oftentimes, you know, sometimes you hear, I've heard the saying, turn your pain into power, right? And so oftentimes it's those things that we go through. Like I was real self-conscious when I was younger. I had very low self-esteem, and if the teacher called on me, I started crying. So that's one of my main things of affirmations, and I know you're big on that as well. But oftentimes, you know, people listening, they're trying to figure out, well, I'm not real sure what my purpose is. But those are, you know, she's kind of giving a few nuggets of things that you can actually be able to identify and you can associate. If these are the kinds of things, you know, that you went through and it was uncomfortable for you, and like you just said, and so now you don't want to see any other kids going through this. And so that is just, that's phenomenal. And especially with the high school children dropping out, because you had said something about the rate of the dropout, I think, rate before. One time I interviewed you, I think you mentioned some of the stats that are very high of dropouts, right?
Yes, I read that I believe it was about 7,000 students drop out every day, the dropout rate. I think what it was, it said every year over 1.2 million students drop out of high school in the United States, and that a student drops out every 26 seconds, or 7,000 a day. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And you know,
wow.
And when you think about that, you know, that is, it's heartbreaking. And so, you know, they need hope, understand that there are opportunities for them to gain their high school diploma or their GED, and they too can move forward in towards college or careers, you know, of their choice. And so, yes, that's definitely my passion. And I will say, you know, some people may ask, well, you know, why did I obtain a GED? Well, when my father was released from prison, it was emotional for me, and those emotions, I was just overwhelmed. and I was unable to. And so my grandmother, with tears streaming down my cheeks, I asked her, you know, I had heard about Job Corps, if I could, you know, withdraw from high school and if I could enroll in Job Corps. And Job Corps allows, yeah, at that time, and they still do, allows you to obtain your GED, which is a high school equivalency, and at the time, you know, a particular trade. And the one I chose was clerk typist at that time. And so at 17 years old, I took and passed all five of the GED tests on the same day. And I do have my transcript as evidence, you know, to support all that. And so that's how it began with from the GED to PhD at 17 years old. As I said, when my father was released, it just was too much for me. And so I traveled from North Carolina to Georgia. I had never been to Georgia, did not know anyone in Georgia, and that is when I really had to walk by faith and really just, you know, kind of quote the scripture, God would never leave me nor forsake me, because when I got on the bus, I knew that, you know, the only person I had with me at the time, you know, was God, you know, because I had never been to Georgia before. And I was 17 years old, and I traveled to Georgia, and that's
wow.
Worry behind that, but I'm just, it's my testimony, you know, and
yeah.
I've had several people ask me, you know, why do I tell my story? I say, how can I not? You know, God has been so good. He has blessed me, and it is no way that I am not going to, you know, share my story, because it is my prayer that it will encourage someone that may be struggling or may be experiencing adverse situations and circumstances, that they too will know that there is hope. I think that's the way I think that's the way it should be. Too many times stories are not shared, and sometimes the young people that need to hear those stories, they can relate to them. They don't know that they too can achieve and that there is hope, because the stories are not shared. But I have to share my story.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And I'm sure many are being encouraged. And, guys, I do see you on the line. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm sure there's a lot of questions and comments for you, Mary. What we're going to do, and I did not, I didn't even give the number out at the top, but people, you know, when they receive the information, and they certainly want to chime in on this conversation. And it is a conversation of hope. That's exactly what it is. And that's one of the main reasons I believe, you know, this. You are a beacon of hope. Actually, that is what you are. And like you said, you know, oftentimes not enough people share their story and are very transparent. So I thank you so much for your transparency, guys. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come back again. Thank you all for your patience. I see all of you on the line. I will come back, and we will take a few, we'll start picking up some of the calls. And also on the other side of the break, too, we want to talk a little bit about your journal, because that is just, that's a wonderful tool to have as well. So everyone, we will be back in just a moment, and please do not go anywhere, okay? And we will be right back.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations book and journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
Over the past 13 years, Miss Donna, also known as Etiquette Lady, has remained committed to hosting her show on Blog Talk Radio. The What is Etiquette Anyway show has received countless accolades from listeners across the globe, mainly expressing their appreciation for the various wholesome content and how it has positively transformed and enriched their lives. This show is definitely fulfilling its purpose to make the world a polite place to live by way of educating, inspiring, motivating, and encouraging. Since this show is being a blessing to you, we want to make sure we can continue, so we are thanking you in advance for your financial gifts. Your gifts will allow Miss Donna to continue to touch the lives of others. Please go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. It's missdonnaspeaks.com. Click radio show, scroll to the bottom, and click donate. Thanks again for your generosity.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Do you have youth who will be entering college or the workplace for the first time? Are they a little nervous about the process of interviewing? Coaching with Miss Donna will help to calm their fears and build their confidence. They will learn both verbal and nonverbal presentation skills needed to impress the interviewer or college recruiter. Quick, go to MissDonnaSpeaks.com to set up a free discovery session. That's MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Click Coaching and then Contact to complete the Let's Work Together contact form and hit Submit. Miss Donna is looking forward to hearing from you. Again, go to MissDonnaSpeaks.com, Coaching, Contact, and complete the form for your free discovery call. Miss Donna is empowering you to communicate comfortably and confidently in any setting. Hello, parents and teachers. Would you like your students to improve their comprehension skills, connect ideas, understand text without stopping to figure out relationships between ideas? You'll want to purchase Signs, Signals, and Structures, Making Meaning with Connectors by Dr. Mary E. Felton. This signal word learning journal is a resource to record connectors through the creative process of making meaning out of text. Hurry, order today, quantities are limited. Go to Amazon.com, type in Signs, Signals, and Structures, Making Meaning with Connectors by Dr. Mary E. Felton, and give your child and student the gift of lifelong learning today.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
All right, we are back, and I see everyone on the switchboard. We're coming to you soon. I want to go to Nina. Nina, I'm sure she is holding something that she wants to say. Nina's co-hosting this evening. Nina?
Oh, my goodness. I am full. Dr. Mary and Ms. Donna, it was like literally listening to a piece of my story, and I'm so grateful that, you know, Dr. Mary, you are able to be transparent. You are able to be very honest about your journey. And I wanted, before you began speaking, one of the questions, initial questions that I wanted to ask you were, what place did your faith hold through all of this? And you answered it entirely that, you know, you were taught the word of God. And Miss Donna knows this week, especially this week, you know, she is one of my go-tos. So I'm so grateful, and I'm just grateful for all the women in my life, especially this week, who just showed up and showed out spiritually, mentally, like everything, in every single way. I'm absolutely grateful. And to just hear your story, Dr. Mary, it's amazing. It's amazing, and I'm so blessed to be able to, even beyond this line, listening to you women of faith, because that's what it takes. And I understand, you know, I've shared with the listeners, my grandmother's name is Faith. She passed away when I was 15 from suicide. And honestly, that was like one of the toughest, you know, scenes in my life. And it took a while until I was able to come into my purpose, which you guys were touching on. And Ms. Donna knows that is something I speak on and I do coaching on, is the women understanding their purpose. And mm-hmm. I'm amazed.
So we know,
I'm absolutely amazed. Mm-hmm. And I'm just
so we
so
know
grateful.
That she's definitely
amazing.
Ministering this evening. This is, wow. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to bring you on for a second.
I know
second.
I said
gonna...
I should call her pastor.
Oh, she's definitely, you know, this is her ministry, right, Dr. Mary? It's your ministry.
Yes.
You know, your purpose is generally your ministry, right? All right, so, yeah, so we're going to, Dr. Mary, we're going to, I'm going to bring on a couple callers, and I want you to start talking about signs, signals, and structures, because that's an amazing tool. And, guys, right now I can say that I'm pretty sure we're going to go past, so don't worry. We're going to get you on this evening. The show, of course, it's planned out for an hour, but we're going to exceed that. So no worries whatsoever. I'm going to make sure that we're able to, you know, continue our conversation and to certainly allow you to ask Dr. Mary questions, as I'm sure you probably have. And, yes, she is definitely, she's ministering this evening. And so I'm going to identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. You will know that I am speaking to you. And just for the sake of time, I'm going to ask you to just kind of keep your comments a little brief this evening, because there's a lot of the switchboard actually is packed out. So extension 47, I'm going to go to extension 2, looks like 2161. Extension 2161, welcome. Thank you so much for waiting. Okay, they may be just listening, which that's fine. We may circle back if we have time. Extension 7418. The last four digits is 7418. Hello. Hello, anyone there? Okay, not quite sure what's going on with our lines. Guys, listen, when I come to you, I'm going to just identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, okay? You'll know that I'm speaking with you. We're going to try to pick up 9626, the last four digits of the phone number, 9626. Hello?
9626.
Hello?
I don't know if that's me, that's Dr. Vaughn, but I'm just listening.
Dr. Vaughn, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just listening? Okay. All right. Thank you so much for listening, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to go also, let's see, we're going to go to 9930. The last four digits of the phone number is 9930. Hello. Okay, so we may have people that are just listening, which that's fine. Okay, so Dr. Mary, let's talk about signs, signals, and structures.
Okay. Well, I will first talk about why I decided to develop this journal. Mm-hmm. I find that, as we all know, that when children are unable to read effectively, they fail to grasp important concepts, and the result of that is usually they score poorly on these standardized tests, and they continue to repeatedly experience unfavorable results and shame and stress and all the other experiences that I believe they should be relieved from continues. When we say that 7,000 young people drop out of high school on a daily basis in the United States, I think that we need to, you know, step back and look at, you know, what can we do? We know what the problem, we know what the problems are, talked about them for decades. So now, can we develop materials that will help our young people utilize these materials as tools so that they too can become, lifelong learners and, you know, enjoy experience. So I was thinking about the question that came to my mind was, what would I have needed when I was struggling with reading in the fourth grade and the fifth grade and beyond? What would have helped me? And so that is the question that led me to developing signs, signals, and structures, making meanings with connectors. And I'll explain that. Well, reading comprehension is beyond just calling words. You know, I've seen young people read beautifully because they were able to master the sight words, and they were able just to pronounce the words. But then when you ask specific questions, they were unable to answer the question correctly because they did not understand what they were reading. So that is one of the reasons I decided to develop and produce and this particular book. If you notice, the benefit of this journal is it helps learners connect ideas, construct understanding, monitor their comprehension, understand without stopping to figure out the relationships between the ideas, and to improve their comprehension. That's the benefit of this journal. And I say that because many times, for example, cause signal words, when we're talking cause and effect, and we know that there are different structures when they are reading text, and if it's a cause and effect structure, then they need to be able to identify words that mean the cause, that means, you know, the same thing. So if they see due to, but they're familiar with the cause, they'll understand the connecting ideas. So that was the concept behind this book, the same as effect, you know, meaning the result. If they see the word consequently, and we're talking about different levels of academic vocabulary, they may be familiar with but, which is a contrast signal word, but they may not be familiar with whereas or however. If they see those particular words and they are unfamiliar with it, then that's where the confusion, they experience getting stuck. I don't know what this means. And, you know, as we talked the other day, we talked about doubt.
and how that utilizes mental energy that they really need for problem solving. And so if they are utilizing all of this energy trying to figure out, well, what does this mean? And then by the time they're finishing the sentence, if they don't understand how to connect the ideas, then they've missed the point anyway. For example, John went to the store. However, he was unable to purchase the bike because he didn't have any money. I mean, there are a lot of connecting factors there. But to be able to flow, they have to understand, you know, and to be able to comprehend what these signal words mean. And sometimes because of the level of text that they have been reading, they may not have been exposed to those particular vocabulary words that I've outlined, because each text structure would have words. Signal words.
And what I wanted to say too, Mary, is that your book is the journal itself. It's a real at a glance, so you just have the listing of the words. So I just want to make sure that people are pretty clear, because you know, with your explanation, they might think it's a real deep, and it's you know, kind of challenging to comprehend it, but it is an at a glance with the listing of the actual signal words, which is, it, I think, is wonderful because it's very user friendly. And then you have the, you know, the journal, then they have to journal, you know, where you ask them to actually journal what, you know, they comprehend it. But so so it's very simplistic in saying that it is, you know, it's very user-friendly, if you will.
Absolutely. And I just thought it was important to understand the reason behind developing the journal. And as an educator, having the, you know, being able to witness the learners having those types of stuck experiences. So that was definitely just the reasoning behind of the journal. But yes, it is very simple. On each page, there are only three questions. And each learner would have an opportunity to write the answers as they reflect, identify the main idea of the text. That's the first question. Explain how the main idea is supported by key details. That's the second question. And then identify signal words to highlight connections between ideas. And so it's about 100 pages. So each day, the learner would have that experience to actually identify this information as a result of reading an article. I do want to mention in the back of the journal, I have listed the different levels of learning, because so many people don't understand that there are six levels to learning. And level one is just remembering information. But level three is using information in new ways. So that is an extra treat that I decided to add, as well as the questions to check for understanding. So that will give a guide to parents if the parents would like to ask the child questions. I do have suggested questions for understanding. But this journal would absolutely allow the parent as well as the teacher to use it as a tool to be able to identify areas and knowledge gaps, and to be able to align and adjust what, you know, what that child needs. We talk about personalized education. This would definitely be a tool to allow anyone to monitor the progress of the learner and to personalize education. It would be great
absolutely
for education as well.
And I, let me interject this, Mary. The main reason that why I wanted to talk about this at this particular time, because it is so timely, because, you know, I had a parent say to me about a week ago, she said, you know, my children are 2 years behind. And what she was, you know, basically talking about is that because we all know that the children, due to the pandemic, the children were out of school almost 2 full years. And virtual learning, as the stats prove, has not been the best thing for the majority of the students. And so one of the main reasons I wanted to certainly introduce this is because this is a tool that can help the students to, you know, kind of at least align themselves and to get back on track with their learning. And so that's one of the main reasons I think this topic is so necessary right now because of, you know, I mean, it's pretty critical right now. I've talked to several administrators as well, and, you know, they're just saying that, yes, it was very difficult for the majority of children. And you can ask, you know, just talking and interacting with parents, you know, they will share the exact same thing that, not only, you know, were the kids frustrated, but many of the parents, of course, say they were frustrated because they were forced into that teaching position, you know. And so, and I also want to say with that, I think that Teachers Appreciation Week will probably end up almost being Teachers Appreciation Day because now the parents have really had an opportunity to see what a lot of the teachers go through with since they had to teach their children at home. Just thought I'd throw that out, parents. I'm sure you guys are probably going to want to celebrate teachers a little more. Mary, I'm going to see if I can pick up a few more calls here. And, guys, thank you so much for your patience. Again, I'm going to come quickly to you. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and you'll know that I am referring to you. Extension, and the last four digits, 2161. The last four digits, 2161. Hello?
Hi, I'm here, but I'm just listening.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to come to the next line. The last four digits is 4743. The last four digits of your phone number is 4743. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How you doing? Good evening. I'm just so intrigued with this interview. I'm just listening, but I just want to thank Dr. Felton for this information, and I really appreciate your show. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. Certainly appreciate you listening. Absolutely. Thank you. And so let's see. I'm going to come to you. Let's see. Looks like 9930. Last four digits, 9930. Hello. Okay, going once, going twice. All right, we're going to go. All right, so, and guys, listen, thank you all so much for listening. Sometimes people are unable to stream live, so they call to listen, which is perfectly fine, and we thank you all for that. So Dr. Mary, so what else would you like to, especially, what message, I guess additional message, of hope can you give to the parents? We are getting ready to conclude with another school year. And again, you know, many parents are not feeling very comfortable right now with their child, feeling that their child is either going to be socially promoted, not necessarily ready totally for the next grade level. What can you say to parents who are really concerned? There are many parents that are very concerned about this.
Well, I would always say that there is always hope. I would say that, as I always say, there are no good strategies or bad strategies. The learning strategies that the learners are using are either effective or ineffective. This learning journal is definitely a writing tool, and writing is a thinking tool. I think that parents encourage their young people to self-assess. I've always said that no one should have to, with the technology that's available, no one should have to test you before you understand where your learning gaps are. How well do I understand the concept? You would understand that if you self-assess. And so I think self-assessment And that's creating a quiz for yourself is important. What areas do you need more preparation? And then utilize effective learning strategies such as journaling, identifying what you know, what you don't know, and then using effective learning strategies to close the learning gap. And understanding that this is so important, that just rereading information or highlighting information, that is not effective. What's effective is it's called retrieval practice. And I would have a whole nother session to talk about specific learning strategies. But with retrieval practice, the learner is to put the information away and to see how much of that information they are able to recall without looking down at the note. Okay, so just rereading the textbook or the materials, you know, they need to put it away and then call the information without those supporting materials, and that will help them learn much more effectively. But that is another set to actually talk about some of these effective learning strategies that are scientifically based.
I was going to say, guys, don't worry. We are going to be doing, we will be doing some future presentations. Mary and I are partnering to do some additional presentations. And when you talked about journaling, you know, you really just, you hit it home for me because I am a major proponent of journaling. And so my thought right now is, with part of our connection there with your journal, that they're learning on connecting, and then with my Forever Affirmations journal, with mine, that helps with their self-esteem and that builds up their confidence. And so right now, especially with the students, that's what they are needing as well, is that confidence, that those social skills, because they've missed that as well. And it's very, very important for them. And journaling, you know, and we say all the time, journaling doesn't mean you have to, you know, write a paper, a term paper, each time you sit down to journaling. But journaling is very therapeutic, and it helps you to really get your thoughts out on paper, kind of, you know, what's in your heart comes out on paper. So that's important as well. So helping the students and the parents, and it's so important, and we've talked about this several times, the relationship between the parent and the teacher is so very important, you know, because the teacher cannot do everything, you know, right? I mean, that relationship is extremely important.
Yes, it is. Thing I would say to parents is to continue to reinforce that the child has the ability to learn. That is so critical, to encourage them to keep practicing, to utilize effective learning strategies, and to monitor their progress, because they have to fill the knowledge gaps, and they have to develop vocabulary and utilize technology as a tool to build knowledge. So those are just some tips that I would share with parents at this time.
Absolutely. And guys, if you are streaming live, you're going to lose us in a moment. However, our shows are all archived, and so shortly after the show ends, you'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. Okay, so if you're streaming live, you will lose us, but no worries, you'll be able to go back and hear the show. And thank you all so much. But I do want to say this, Mary. I'm so glad that you put effective in front of learning strategies, because oftentimes we hear about learning strategies, but
yes,
they're not necessarily effective. So, because, you know, as you've said many times, there can be ineffective learning strategies. And so, of course, you want to definitely weigh toward the effective ones, because that is, it's just, it's paramount. It really is.
Yes, absolutely. The outcome will determine if it was effective or ineffective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And of course, at the onset of the show, you did mention that, you know, you mentioned that we're all aware of the problem that has faced, you know, the educational system. But also, I know you and I were talking about how there's nothing worse than identifying the problem. Okay, everybody knows the problem. You know, we've all agreed on the problem, but what's the solution? So that's what's so important, is to provide a solution. And I believe that's what happened this evening, guys, is that you now have some solutions and are aware of tools that will be able to help you help your children. Whether it's your children or your nieces and nephews or grandchildren or whomever, I'm sure everyone has some youth that are, you know, in their realm or their family that you know. And so please share this information with them, because what we're doing is, you know, on this show, I always say I want to certainly to educate and to encourage and motivate and to inspire as well. And I believe that we certainly did that this evening. And again, I thank you all for certainly, you know, listening and sharing and commenting in on the conversation this evening. But, you know, I may ask you also if you would please follow the show. Just hit the follow button on our site and follow the show, because this won't be the last show. Mary will certainly be back on. And as I said, we're definitely partnering on some different projects because we both have that passion, you know, for educating and building self-esteem. And this has certainly been that show. I want to bring Nina back on for just a moment. I know that Nina, are you there?
Hello. Yes, Miss Donna, can you hear
me?
Hello.
Okay, Nina.
Hi, Miss Donna, can you hear me? Yes, I'm here.
Yes,
I'm
we
here.
Can hear you now. Mm-hmm. And I want to get, you know, get a couple thoughts from you. And I know you have also you have an encouraging, I think, event that's coming up you want to mention as well, and we'll be able to provide more details on that at a later time.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Donna. I just want to say this has been a beautiful word. Just all the lessons, teachings that I'm learning, I definitely will be applying some of these methods that Dr. Mary has given out today to my own life personally. But I did want to quickly mention an event that, and just put a buzz in people's ears so that they can save the dates for April 10th, Sunday, April 10th, from 12 to 4 p.m., Divine in Nature is going to be having an event at the Apex Museum. That address, I'll give it out real quick, is 135 Auburn Avenue. It's a health and wellness celebration pop-up shop. So we're looking, of course, for some vendors who are maybe creating hair products, skincare. Authors, we want nutritionists. We're going to definitely be sharing some facts and just really growing mentally, physically, and spiritually, as well as financially. We'll have some financial advisors out there. And we're going to also make sure that we bring awareness to suicide prevention. And we're just going to come together. So if you're interested in being a vendor for this event, I would like y'all to contact the event coordinator. I'm sorry, event coordinator, Anya, and her phone number is going to be 404-734-7418. You can also find her on Instagram, Divine in Nature. So Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E-I-N, Nature, N-A-T-U-R-E. So that's about it.
Thank
but
you.
Again, save the date, April 10th.
Yeah, we'll give you some more information. I'll be participating in this event as well. But yeah, just wanted to share that. We're just trying to, you know, share everything positive that we possibly can. Again, I'm just kind of looking at the switchboard one more time to see if I see any numbers. I think I've called them all, I believe, guys. If not, I apologize. Here's one, I think. We're going to see if we can get them in. Extension 4743, hello. Extension 4743, hello.
Yes, ma'am, hello.
Uh-oh. Okay, sir. Hi. Did you have a comment?
Hi.
Or question?
Hello, how you
for
doing?
Dr. Mary? I'm doing great. How
hello,
are you?
Hello, ma'am. I'm doing great, yes. You spoke to me just a little earlier. Like I told you before, I was very intrigued. I have been intrigued with the story and with your show, and I really appreciate listening. I've learned quite a bit. I will continue to follow your show. So I just want to thank you. I want to thank Dr. Mary Felton for her information, and especially her story. It's something of God. It's such a blessing. So I just want to thank y'all for a job well done, and just keep up the great work because it's so needed in the world today. Thank you so much.
Oh, we thank you so much for listening. I just praise God for you. Thank you so much for sharing. And, Dr. Mary, do you have any closing comments that you would like to make? And I certainly do appreciate you, too, as well.
Well, it was definitely a blessing for me to have this opportunity to share. And I just want to say keep hope alive. We will continue to allow God to use us. We have been blessed, and I think it's important for us to continue to be a blessing to others.
Exactly. That's what we're supposed to do. If we are Christians, then that is our mandate. That's what we're supposed to do. And,
amen.
And like you said, and to, you know, make sure that you pay it forward as well. So again, guys, it has been a pleasure, and thank you all so much for participating in the show. I certainly thank you all for listening, everyone who called in, emailed. And remember, if there's anything that you missed in the show, you're going to want to go back and listen to the replay of this. And you'll probably want to go back and listen to the replay of it anyway, because you'll be able to hear again how you can go to Amazon and purchase this book, our journal, the Learning Journal. And please share this with any of your friends and families. We always appreciate when you do that. We're glad that you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And I have to, since we've already gone over, I'm going to have to have a few messages here. Because, of course, we've been celebrating Women's History Month all month long. This is technically the last Sunday where we do our show in Women's History Month. But trust me, we will be talking about women all the time because, like we said, we celebrate women 365 days of the year, just like we celebrate Black History 365 days of the year, in addition to the allotment of the February. But I do want to mention, let's see, I want to read these messages. One is, Miss Donna, I would like to shout out my mom who raised four boys plus one girl on her own. Our dad passed away when I was three, and I'm the youngest. Thank you for allowing me to celebrate her, Kimberly Miles in Norcross. Kimberly, thank you so much for that. And, yes, guys, this is part four of our show. When we started part one at the beginning of the month, we were certainly inviting you to call in to let us know what woman impacted and transformed your life. Or I won't say woman, let me take that back, women, because we all have, many women that do that. I'm going to read another one. Miss Donna, my mother and grandmother are the best, and I'd like to say thanks to both of them. Their names are Lola Pierce and Marjorie Jordan. They were both stern and tough, but we all turned out well. Thank you, Miss Donna, for what you do. Alicia in Jacksonville, Florida. Alicia, thank you so much for sharing, and we certainly send kudos out to your mother and grandmother as well. Let's see here. Give me one second. Okay, here's another one. It says, thank you for giving us the opportunity to thank the women in our lives. I want to thank the two godly women in my life, my Aunt Tanya and my mom, Virginia. They both played a part in who my siblings and I are today. This comes from Caroline in Atlanta. Thank you for sharing. So I'm glad we were able to get those in. And guys, you know, certainly, you know, you can feel free to send messages to us as well if you'd like. Again, guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring this to a close. I thank you, those that kind of stuck in here with us. I certainly do appreciate that. Remember, if you have a question, or etiquette question, or a topic you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. I got a message from someone when they asked me. They said, well, does it have to be specifically an etiquette topic because the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? Well, what I like to say is, you know what? The reason why we have so many topics that we cover is because truly etiquette encompasses everything that we do. You know, it encompasses every single area of our lives. So it just happens to be the name of the show, and basically we're trying to make the world a polite place to live. But etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. So certainly you can people all the time, they make suggestions for different topics, and that's perfectly fine. Again, we ask you to certainly share this with your family and friends. We know that since we're trying to make the world a polite place to live, we know we can only do that one person at a time, okay? And with your help, we can do that. One of my favorite proverbs is Proverbs 3:3, which is never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And again, that comes from Proverbs 3:3. Some people, they ask me about what was that one again. But, yeah, Proverbs 3:3. And we often ask you to make sure you initiate an act of kindness, okay, this week, where I know you can really do it every day, right? Before I totally conclude, I just want to once again, I want to applaud Dr. Mary for sharing with us this evening and for providing, you know, encouragement and hope, okay? And guys, I ask you to please make sure that you affirm yourself. Please affirm yourself daily, okay? Affirm yourself. Speak positive over yourself. And I often like to remind you to, you know, feel good about yourself. And the way you can do that is by affirming yourself. Be considerate of others and be the best you can be. And how I look at this is if you don't really feel good about yourself, okay, then it's going to be a little more challenging to be considerate of others. And if you're not considerate of others, you know what? You are truly not being the best you can be, okay? So feel good about yourself, be considerate of others, and be the best you can be. Again, thank you all so much for joining us this evening. We certainly do appreciate it. And listen, we will talk again soon, okay? Good night, take care, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.